From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishor, in for David Brancaccio. We got a snapshot of the manufacturing economy this week, and it was a little disappointing. Industrial production is a measure of what's being produced in manufacturing, mining, and utilities, and it fell in January. Economists were expecting an increase, and December's figure was revised down. So why might this be? Well, bad weather can actually do that, and interest rates are high, which slows a lot of things down. But there is at least one bright spot in all this, as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Manufacturing overall fell nearly 1% from January of last year, but high-tech manufacturing of semiconductors and circuit boards rose by more than 20%.
No, it's not a blip.
Mark Zandi at Moody's Analytics says demand for chips is booming, starting with the auto industry.
Production is steadily rising globally, and of course then there's AI.
Meanwhile, the feds are spending tens of billions to build new chip factories, most of which aren't producing yet, says Ned Hill at Ohio State University's Manufacturing Institute.
These are very large, complicated plants to design and build. There's also a long lead time to buy the equipment, so these plants are going to roll out over a 2 to 5 year period.
Now, this alone won't jumpstart U.S. manufacturing. Semiconductors make up less than 0.5% of GDP, says Paul Ashworth at Capital Economics.
So although it's growing at a very rapid pace, it doesn't do much, even to boost manufacturing overall.
But that's beside the point, says Mark Zandi.
This isn't about jobs. This is really about national security. We had to bring some of that chip production back home.
Right now, most semiconductors are produced in Taiwan, and they're crucial for everything from defense equipment to personal computers. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.